put a spell on you.
What's up, y'all? We're here at the Beige Phillips Show. We got Screaming Jay Hawkins playing in the background. I put a spell on you because that's what we're doing. We're putting spells on bitches. This is the Beige Phillips Show. This is an homage to the great Patrice O'Neal. Rest in peace, pimp. I got my boy here, Harry Tarjanian.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is, on point. I've been practicing, Harry. I've been practicing that crazy Armenian name of yours.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't change it, so.
But I just want to explain what the show is. The show is, this is an homage to Patrice O'Neal's Black Phillip show. Patrice was not Black Phillip. I was not Black Phillip. The show was Black Phillip. It was a play on words off the Dr. Phil show. It was a ghetto version of the Dr. Phil show.
Yeah, that and you guys did at SiriusXM.
SiriusXM, absolutely. And so I'm not black. I am beige, though. All up in the face. I'm beige. So we decided to call it Beige Phillip. And this is a continuation of that show. And as always, you can reach us at beigephillip@gmail.com. That's BEIGEPHILLIP. beigephillip@gmail.com. For all the comments and questions and the love, the hate, whatever, just hit us there. beigephillip@gmail.com. What happened? Patrice and I used to kick it on the phone and about our philosophy on women and relationships and marriage and all kinds of stuff. And he decided that let's take it to XM Radio. When we brought it to XM Radio, we found out that there was a lot of dudes that was in pain. They were ripped up to pieces, heart ripped out, empty pockets because of women and the change in the way that we look at masculinity and misogyny, or what I like to call just male respect. So I just want to say, you know, that's what this is about. We're here to help people, Harry.
Yeah.
You know, and... I got a multitude of different emails from people that were supporting the move for us to pick up the torch and move on to bigger and better things to help people. We stopped doing the show in 2008, and right. I've been getting emails.
It's
since,
been that long?
Yeah.
2008?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that long.
Absolutely. 2008.
So basically, when Obama got elected, you guys stopped doing that show.
We figured everything was going to
be
all right.
It was going to be all right, yeah.
We figured, yes, we can get some pussy. That's
right.
What we
okay.
thought.
And now you're back because you feel like Obama hasn't fulfilled those pussy promises.
Right. So we got
pussy campaign promises.
We need a new grassroots.
Right.
Grassroots campaign.
Maybe Ron Paul. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Really, Herman Cain.
Pimp
Let's
Paul.
Be honest.
I'm
if you're going to pick one, it's got to be Herman Cain and the pussy phone.
He stays getting a blowjob in a car, right?
That phone line he set up to have women call him.
You can't, bitch, do you want a job?
Can we officially say that the show supports if you're going to pick one candidate?
Herman Cain said, bitch, do you want a job? You don't know how this went. You think I was sending you flowers because I didn't want a blowjob? Please. I am the king of pizza. I'm the emperor of pizza. Give me some pussy. Now I'm going to run for president.
Yeah, and then it all fell apart from there.
All fell apart.
Yeah. You can't do both. You can either get pussy or you can run for president.
You could be king of pizza and run for president,
right.
But you can't be...
You can't have all three. You can't get pussy. If you want to be the king of the fucking Godfather's pizza and run around getting as much pussy as you want...
You can do that.
You can do that.
But you can't be president,
right.
King of pizza, and get pussy.
See, his mistake is you got to be president first.
And then you can
right.
go... Well,
then
yeah,
you can
yeah.
fucking...
Yeah, that'll just get you impeached, but that's
eventually,
cool. But
yeah.
you already got laid. I got a special guest. I want to introduce my guest. Good friend of me, really good friend, one of my best friends. Also, one of Patrice's best friends. Used to hang out with Patrice. I'm gonna give you the introduction of Lifetime as model. six pack, got the six pack. He got a chin of a Greek god. He's got poetry hair, Lenny Kravitz hair.
It's really the glasses, the sunglasses.
He's in the studio with shades. It ain't even dark
in
here.
It's not
even sunny. He's got shades on. He's just that cool. And probably the only dude that I ever know that actually got Patrice some pussy.
Yep.
Actually, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Actually bag wow. two joints up and like, yo, fuck my man. That's the kind of pimp that this motherfucker is.
Nah, you gotta throw the pimp all the way on it too. These
Let me introduce you. Oh, shut sorry, the fuck up. Sorry. This is my show. Slow down. See? Don't pimp me. You can't pimp a pimp. You ain't saying nothing to a slick to a can of oil. You understand? My man, good friend, Jason Cross. Clap
thank you, Dante. Thank you very much. Woo! Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Now I was going to say, don't forget those bitches drove 2 hours to come give us some
did they do? We gonna, well, hold on because no. I want you to tell the whole story.
Okay.
But also, Harry, I don't know if you know this. I don't know why you would. Also, Playgirl Centerfold.
You know, I didn't know it, but I'm not shocked by it, is the thing, having known Jason briefly. But...
Like 7 minutes.
Well, no, I knew Jason for a couple years
yeah,
back.
Yeah, we've known okay. each other for a minute,
but,
yeah.
All right.
But yeah.
Well, probably again, like 7 or 8 years.
And comic. Yeah. I didn't even mention that. And a great comedian, comic,
yeah.
too.
So many things.
Yeah, he's
I wear a lot of hats.
You peel that onion
and
every time.
They're all purple and burnt. All those hats are
with a feather on the top.
Yeah. He's an onion every time you peel back a layer, peel back a layer. And in the middle is a hard dick. Ready to serve his bitches. That's
and just like an onion, women cry.
Often.
Often, yeah.
Often. Often. Jason Cross. Talk
Thank
to
you,
me, Dante. Baby.
Thank you. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. Good to have you here, man. You know, when I decided to pick up the torch and start this Beige Phillip thing, this movement, this is a movement.
The torch going to keep going. Next, Harry going to be the host. It's going to be called Kind of White Phillip.
Yeah, when I spin off.
Armenian Phillip.
Armenian Phillip. Kim Kardashian going to be the co-host.
Not quite sure what, but a little definitely foreign Phillip.
Foreign Phillip.
Yeah, not sure
kind
why.
Of Mediterranean.
Maybe
brown,
Arab Phillip.
Olive skin Phillip. So yeah, man. When I decided to do this, you were one of the first dudes I thought of to bring on because you
Thank
are
you, man.
Truly
I appreciate it, man,
a
for
pimp
real.
in your own right.
That's right, man. That's right. We have these pimp conversations all the time and shit, yeah. You know. And but like you said, I'm a bad teacher at it. I sometimes I blame the guys for some of the shit that happens with them with women.
Oh, it's always our fault. That's
you know,
one of the.
It's always the guys' fault.
So look.
You know?
Beige Phillip principle number 5.
That's number 5.
Number
you got the
five.
Ten Commandments.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. Here's what I decided, Harry. We're gonna go back in the first episode. We're gonna get each
I have
one.
Some of them.
We're gonna number them.
I have some.
And then we're gonna publish them in a book.
Yeah,
so
what's the principle? Let's hear these.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
Well, number 5 is it's always your fault.
Yep.
Anything yep. that happens in a relationship that goes bad with your woman, if your woman's a bitch, if she's disrespectful, if she cheats on you, if she leaves you, if she takes your money, it's your fault.
The way she treats you is by what the presentation you give her.
Exactly.
You act like a punk, she gonna treat you like a fucking punk. That's it's that simple. No such thing as victims. Only volunteers. Step your pimping up, guys.
See, when he starts that pimp shit,
Stop your pimping
Harry,
up.
When he starts that pimp talking, it's crazy.
That's right.
It's crazy. Just you can hear it.
I fear being slapped. I mean, when he starts that.
You know what? He's not a gorilla pimp, though.
No, that's
he's
a gorilla pimp.
He's not a gorilla pimp.
A real pimp do it all with his mouthpiece, yo.
We explain that, the difference between a gorilla pimp. There's some pimps that smack a bitch up. There's some pimps that will put
it's
a
cerebral.
Chick on drugs.
Right.
And
yeah.
then there's real pimps. That real pimping is that
just like in the movie The Mac, man. He say any dude could control a woman's body. It takes a real pimp to control a bitch mind. And honestly, that don't really take that much, man. It's easier than a motherfucker.
Yeah, see, and this is why you're an awful teacher.
go ahead. You got a point.
You know what it is? It's like a calculus teacher. Like, yo, you don't get it? It's simple.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yelling
simple.
At you. The teacher who would just fucking yell at you, and then you'd stop asking questions. Is
yeah,
that what
like,
you're saying?
Feel that theoretical fit. It's string theory. Come on. The light travels in particles and in lines at the same time.
You understand.
But come on, some shit is just common sense. You know, I took a girl out and she won't do this and this because you a sucker, nigga. That's why this is happening. Like, let's get right to the motherfucking point.
here's what I always say. This might be Beige Phillip rule number 6.
Number 8.
It's number. We're up to number 8 already.
Number 8.
Damn, I'm just dropping gems. I can't even keep track.
What is it?
It is common sense ain't common. If it was common, everybody would know.
Okay, I give you that. I
get
what
I'm saying. So that's what it is, man. You can't assume that people understand things, but you got to be a real dude knows how to explain it in a way that there are no options.
But it's so hard to explain to some of these squares, man. You just never talk to a square and you just look your stone in the eye and you know he's not getting what you're saying. And you say, why am I wasting my fucking time? I could be somewhere breaking a bitch.
If for the white guys, breaking a bitch is digging her guts out, knocking boots, or have you any white terminologies for fucking?
White terminology? Just fucking. What are the fucking nicknames?
See, that's fucking another thing.
Did you just say knocking the boots?
Knocking the boots. I'm showing my age, right?
God damn. Jesus. Father MC.
Knocking boots was usually, the precursor to that was ass, grass, or cash. Nobody rides for free, right? Like, that's how far knocking boots.
I think before that was
boots
23 skidoo.
Yeah. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, but I'm going to say that I understand what you're saying, and sometimes it's frustrating, but that's what this show is about. It's about really taking square dudes and letting them know what the game is so that they don't just get their feelings ripped apart. Now, this is not really about necessarily running a bunch, having a stable of bitches. It's not. It might be married. And you might be married and a dude who can't watch the game on Sunday. You can't go and, you know, he's running to the basement or going to the, trying to find shit to do on the weekend so he can stay out of the house. It may be a dude who has a girlfriend and who just don't want to be bothered sometimes. This is important. There's something that Patrice said to me, and I'm going to say this to you.
Okay.
We were talking about, at the time we were doing one of the Black Phillip shows, and a guy called up, and I could just tell, you could just hear that square on him. You could just tell he was pitiful. You know what I mean?
You said, and you just heard it in his voice.
I could hear it in his voice. And here's the thing, the difference between you and me, you are just ruthless. You're just icy. You're just really icy. And the thing is, my heart goes out for these brothers. That's, I mean, that's what the show is about. It's about helping people. I mean,
right. I think of them the same way I think of those bitches, dude. I can't even lie. I really can't.
I think you would pimp a dude. You would pimp a dude.
Nah.
It is. But you can hear that just this kind of desperation in his voice. And I asked the guy, I said, man, how many, what's your number? I go, what's your number? And but what I mean by how, you know what
ladies,
I mean?
The number of
how many women he laid now?
How yeah. many women you yeah. laid? Now, first of all, when somebody goes, does that include blowjobs? See,
you know it's low.
Already it's low.
Yeah, you don't need.
Because if you need all these classifications.
See, a real motherfucker, though, that's really been on it can't even count. You ask me what's my number, I just say hi.
Well, all right. Wait, if you had to estimate your number, J. Cross. What would you say your number? Where was your number?
If you asked me what my number, I would say lucky I don't have AIDS. That's my fucking number, you know? Like,
now, I at the time, the dude was talking, and I said, what's your number? And he goes 3. And I go, how old are you? And he goes, 28. And I'm going, like, how? In my mind, and the late great Patrice, the pimp, he was like, man, you can't expect people to do what you do. They're not you. You gotta look at them in terms of who they are and what their life experience is. So he asked me, what was my number, right?
Right.
So now, let me just say this.
Do you know?
Like, this is the answer that I give, okay? I counted up until I was 32, okay. Right? At 32, my number was 1,400.
Okay.
Right?
God damn, my 5, 96, 97.
Hank Aaron.
God
damn number. So it was 1,400. Now, don't get me wrong. I was a male stripper. You know what I'm saying?
You live life.
I ran an escort service. So I did my thing. I was in the game deep, up to my nose. I was drowning in the game, and so I don't really, I'm not bragging about it because of the fact that. It was a lot of it was the opportunities that got me to the point. I was just a lucky dude.
Right place, right time.
Right place. And then I just was able to facilitate and learn while I was in the game. And there's a lot of dudes who are just not in a position to do that. Things just don't happen that way, you know? So, I mean, and you, like, I mean, like, let me just say, J. Cross is a douchebag. He's an asshole. Like, I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad way. He's an asshole. He puts himself first.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Puts himself. You got to. That's gonna have to be Beige Phillip rule. Number what? Nine?
Put yourself first, second, and third.
Put yourself first at, by all costs. If you don't love yourself, nobody else will. And he puts himself first all the time. Because if you don't, she won't.
And you know how I learned by putting yourself first is that I slipped a couple of times and put the woman first. They don't appreciate that shit, and they just take you as a sucker. But if you be like, fuck it, I don't care what you need, then they appreciate any little thing you do.
Now, here's what really...
You got to set your manipulation up.
Now, when you said that to me, is I have a new connection with you, because when you show that vulnerability, that like a pimp, even a pimp could get got.
Yeah, anybody could get got.
Everybody gets got, Harry.
That's how you get these pimp lessons, though. No, you gotta get got.
Yeah. Understandable. Yeah.
It's trial and error.
Yeah. It's like boxing. You box before you get that left hook. You know to keep that elbow down.
You gotta get hit, though.
So you don't get hit.
You know to keep it up, because when you keep it down, you get nailed in the face.
You get fucking nailed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right. Nailed in the kid. But here's what happens a lot of times. Like that kidney shot is so bad that guys just shut down. They shut down and they actually find excuses to not even play the game anymore.
Well, there's two types. If you get hit, right, you can either go, oh, all right, I know I have to put my arm back up there to make sure I don't get hit. Or you go, I don't like being hit. I'm going to stop this. That did not feel nice.
Yeah,
just lay down and take that count, take that dive.
Or
you know what I'm saying?
Go back in the ring and go, hey, I'm done. I don't want to.
But a pimp get hit, see where that hit coming from. The next time that punch come, he counters it and scores a knockout.
See?
You know what I'm saying? But guys don't think like that. Guys are like, oh, this happened. And they fucking fold too easily. And you got to set your work up. Set your manipulation up. Do something a month in advance and then come with the good shit a month later.
How do you mean? Yeah, I mean, see, yeah. This is how you suck as a teacher. You're awful. All right,
this is what I mean. Set your work up. Yeah. Like, okay.
I mean, I understand what it means, but.
Set your work up, essentially meet a girl.
Like, okay, you could tell a chick something like, say she wants you to do a banger raw or something. You could tell her you're.
What?
Say she wants you to banger raw.
You could just
you could tell her you're a germaphobe. Keep that going for a little bit. Then when you bang her off, she'd be like, God damn, he overcame his germophobia for me. You get what I'm saying?
So you're saying set up a little bit of obstacle there, and a fake obstacle, quote unquote.
Yes.
This way when you do something you're accustomed
then
to
then she appreciates
doing,
it more.
She appreciates
you
it.
You set up bullshit, though, so you don't have to deal with real
in
issues.
In a weird way, like saying, I don't want to fuck you because I don't fuck on the...
Because you're dirty.
Yeah, right. I don't want to fuck
your
you.
Your vagina is diseased.
I don't
want to
fuck you. I don't fuck on a first date. I really want to get to know you. I'm saving... Tell a chick you're saving yourself for marriage, right? Then wait and fuck her. She's like, wow, he must really be in love with me or want
to
marry me. Because he's saving himself for marriage.
Now, what happens...
Women do that shit to us all the time and we don't get it.
But what happens when she goes, well, you said you were saving yourself for marriage and you fuck me.
Girl, you're so special.
See, a primp crosses those bridges when he gets to her. Because, like, 9 times out of 10, she's not going to say no shit like that. She's just going to be like, okay, this guy really must like me. And he broke. Women's whole thing is that they like us to break our rules, whatever our rules are. So sometimes.
Well, you know what? I don't even think.
Do you know what I mean by rules, though?
Yeah, sure.
And try to make you break your schedule.
Whatever your boundaries are.
Like, I would get up every morning, do sit-ups at 7 in the morning. My ex would be over there sometimes and, you know, try to break my attention, break my focus, so I wouldn't do it. I knew if I let her break it, she would never respect me again. It's like Roy Jones. No, she was trying to break my focus.
She didn't want me to do push-ups.
She didn't want me to do my sit-ups and shit.
Stay in bed, this, that, and the other.
She wanted me to stay in bed and cuddle.
Where you going?
Why you got to get up early and do the same shit?
What Beige Phillip roulette is, but I would say this: all a woman falls in love with you for everything that you are.
Yep.
She spends the rest of the relationship
trying to
change
to break that
into
shit.
Everything that you're not.
Exactly.
And when she succeeds, she will dump you for a guy who is what you were when she met you.
Yep. Number four. That would be number four.
That would be number four. Yeah. We got to.
That's what
check.
The fuck
number
they
four.
Do, man. That's why you got to set up fake rules for them to break, and then they feel good without really breaking your integrity and who you are.
And you don't ever want to be. You got to understand when a woman falls in love with you, when she's attracted to you, there's things that she's attracted by. Don't change those things. She's going to ask you to change those things. But those are innately the things that she found attractive.
And the thing is, though, she knows other women find that shit attractive. So she try to get rid of that shit so other women won't come at you.
Interesting, okay.
So you sake up some fake shit for her to break down.
I thought it was a time leech, being just a fucking time leech.
It's that too.
It's a double, is what you're saying.
It's a double.
Two birds, one stone. But it's also trying to get you to not work out anymore.
Because so then she know other chicks won't be attracted to me anymore. Because, you know, basically I got a shitty personality, dude. All I have is vanity to go off of. So she tried to kill my fucking vanity. I'm a dick. It's like two comics that like me. And there's only one in the room that like me out of a room of two.
You know what's crazy? And here's the thing. This is something else that I was thinking about when we were getting ready to shoot. We were getting ready to record the second episode is a lot of dudes, they want this women. They want these opportunities. They want opportunities. They want women to find them attractive. And they do absolutely nothing to facilitate
that. What are
that.
The things you think that they need to do? What are the specific, other than getting in shape?
How about brush your teeth? You got dudes who don't, their
breath
stinks.
And I know it's not just working out. I know
it's not all safe.
It's not just working out, but just fundamentally brushing your teeth. Mm. You know, you brushing your teeth, you brush your teeth, you make sure your breath smells good, you make sure you got mints on you, you do your nails.
Always have gum.
You got to clean your nails. Now, gum, I don't really agree with gum.
You don't agree with gum?
No, because you can't talk and chew gum. Mm. You see, I go with a Tic Tac because...
That's a mistake. I got to fix that. I got to do an adjustment.
Yeah, you don't want to be chewing like a cow when you're trying to talk to a bitch. You understand what I'm saying? You're chewing and blowing bubbles and popping gum. You know, that's just that's not pimp.
Unless it's the 50s.
Exactly.
Unless you're the Fonz.
It's just a fluidity and a certain amount of confidence you have to have. And, like, it's not about working out. Is whatever it will take to make you confident, that's what the guy needs to be doing. So if it's being in shape, do that. If it's reading fucking Nietzsche books, do that. But whatever makes you confident, because women will see that confidence from you and they're attracted to that confidence. Because
they have no idea what you're insecure about
until you let them. And once they see it, they own that shit. Yo.
I say this, my nephew, I'm trying to teach my nephew everything. He's 20, 23 years old. And he's kind of, you know, he's real stubborn. He wants to freestyle, but he can't. He's trying to freestyle, and I'm like,
he wants to do the run and gun offense. Yeah, and you're trying to explain to him there's a reason these plays.
You need these fundamentals.
There's a reason the X's and
down
O's.
And out slant. Yeah. That's keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I say is I tell him constantly, there are dudes on death row who get a woman, send a woman, not don't even speak to them. Send a woman a letter. Send her a letter. Pimp her through. Scribing.
Yep.
Get a girl and send her back and forth, letters, back and forth, back and forth. She flies to Arizona, marries him, fucks him on a conjugal visit. You understand now? If a woman says she want a guy with a positive outlook, right? The definition of a nigga that does not have a future is a motherfucker on death row.
Ain't getting out of jail.
Can't get out of jail. He will be dead in April 17th. That is clearly
the
definition.
No future planning. There's no amount of success that you could achieve.
There's not.
No planning a family.
He literally, in the literal terms, has no future. But he can get some pussy.
Right. Yep. And that goes to, it's not about money. It's not about wealth. Because that's what you remember.
It's the game.
It's about confidence and being bold with
it. It's the game. It's
and whatever make you bold. And what make them niggas bold is that they know they don't have a future. So they like, fuck it.
I'm all in.
They like, fuck it. I'm going to go after the baddest bitch I can. I'm dying. Nigga, are you crazy?
One person who's not going to mince words or hold back.
It's a dude that's dying April 17th.
And I guarantee you, that's what they say to the bitch when they meet him. Like, bitch, I know I ain't got this much time. So I'm going to say what I got to say.
I changed my ways.
And they appreciate that boldness. Like, oh, man.
There are 90 days left. I only have so many days to get my dick sucked.
Put some money on my book so I can get some ramen noodles.
He might say, listen, I just 90 days and I want to make, I just want those days to be the days that I make a woman happy.
Yep. And then her head go up because she figures she part of your confidence structure now.
I want to be part of that.
Yep. Women always want to be part of something great or something that's going on.
Part of who he is, and one day they get on the news. Well, I just know a different side. He's stealing babies. He's stabbing babies.
He's changed.
I know. He stabbed babies, but now he don't. He doesn't even think about stabbing babies all the time. Once in a while.
Cause ain't no babies around.
Yeah. No babies around. But I believe if he did have a baby, he probably wouldn't stab her. So that's what it is. It's a situation. Now we talk about it in terms of it being pussy, but it's not just pussy. It's whatever you want. It's companionship. It's It's wanting, you know, to have the companionship, have a woman, the company of a woman, have somebody support, whatever it is, whatever you want
that's
from it.
That's the way to get it.
That's, you got to have that confidence.
Be confident and be a little bit bold and set it up months in advance.
And because we all, as men, we all realize when the you know, late at night when it's quiet and the ceiling fan is on and the shadow from the ceiling fan is crossing your face, it's just you and you. And you realize where you're broke. You realize that you're broken, what your flaws are. Oh. Those flaws are the things that make you, flaws are the things that make you vulnerable. Fix them.
Now, that's why I say set up fake flaws. Like, okay, like, I always take shit back to boxing. If you get hit with a body shot and your left ribs are hurting, fucking clench your right ones. Because then the motherfucker going to go after the right ones, even though that's where your strength is. Like, because some of the flaws you motherfuckers not going to be able to fix. Like, you know, some cockeyed, unconfident motherfuckers is just not going.
You could wear sunglasses.
Biggie Smalls is the perfect example. He wasn't fixing that eye. That motherfucker wasn't doing no Tybo. Jenny Craig went out there.
Yeah.
Fucking Billy Blank's shit was still a late night infomercial, but he said, fuck it. Yeah, and he just he put up some other shit.
I'm not eating no abs. Oh, mustard.
Not eating
disgusting.
No carbs.
But he was a beast. He had Lil' Kim fucking strung out. Faith was a bad bitch.
Man. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there was a dude I used to...
He had them before he was famous, though.
There was a dude I used to...
Not financial or... If you're in front of an audience, you're crushing.
Well, that's definitely your leverage.
That's your leverage.
But you gotta understand, after she gets to know you, there has to be more substance to you than that. You know, all of that, and people do think it's cars and money and clothes.
After a while, that wears
off. All that is the lure. That's the shiny shit that gets them to bite the hook. But you still gotta land them on the boat. You still gotta get them on the boat. And there has to be more substance to you, to who you are on that boat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a dude I used to...
That's the easy part, though.
It was a dude I used to strip with. Back in the days, name was Deep Stroke. We used to call name was Deep Stroke.
Wait, hold on. Let's talk about how do you niggas come up with these names?
Listen, he was a little short motherfucker, but
Deep Stroke.
It's a play on words.
He had about 13 on him. He was a little short. He was like 5'4".
It's like
four.
When you call a big guy tiny.
Dude, he was like 5'4", 5'5".
With 13.
He was like a 13 on
That's
him.
That's
right?
A kickstand, nigga. For somebody 5'4".
Now we used to call him Piranha Teeth, right?
Oh.
But let me tell you, his hair was always proper. Breath was always popping. Cologne was always had the cologne. Always dressed nice. Nice shoes. And you know what? A lot of the sisters that he would have normally, you know, that we might have been bagging up at the time, probably they were like, oh, he looked like a piranha. Ah, they would. But he always bagged up some European chick because he was so confident.
Right.
Some European chick or some Trinidadian chick just off the boat. And they'd be like, oh, he must be sexy. He believes it. I guess I believe it too. And they would just be on. And he pulled some of the baddest bitches I've seen in my life. Deep Stroke. Shout out to you, Big Daddy.
So you know what else helped Deep Stroke too? Something most guys need to know. You got to know your fucking market. You ain't going to get every bitch you want. You know, it's going to be certain women that like you. I say those are the ones these motherfuckers need to start looking for.
Very important. Before we run out of time, I want to make sure we get to the story.
Oh yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah, absolutely.
Let's get to the story.
Okay, and
we could talk about how.
Damn, what a segue, nigga! story time.
Listen, somebody's got to fucking do it because otherwise, you two will fucking go back and forth
about
beating down bitches emotionally all day. We could do that for 8 hours.
And one of the reasons why I really wanted it because there's so many of the listeners, you know, they really believe that Patrice and I helped them, and I wanted you to know that there's you know, a
Patrice
pimp
was not without help himself.
Exactly. Tell the story, Jason Cross.
All right, so I go do a guest spot with him. We're in Jersey, right? We do two shows, whatever. These white chicks come up after the show. These aren't the chicks we fuck, mind you, but one of them really wanted to fuck with me, so we're like, oh, you're going to come back or whatever. You know, so I'm talking to her, and then Patrice come in and intervene in the whole thing. He's like, bitch, you want to give him some pussy or not? We ain't get all day.
which is classic.
That's classic Patrice.
Classic Patrice.
And I'm squared in a motherfucker there, so I'm like, oh. You know, and I'm like, okay. And then she's like, yeah, I definitely want to come back. But her friend was like, do what you want. It's your life. Now, these two white chicks. And he was like, what the fuck kind of racist shit is that? It's your life. And it was a real thick chick.
She's like, if you want to fuck niggers, yeah, it's your life.
That's what he pretty much said to her.
It's essentially, do you want to go back and shoot heroin? Hey, it's your
life.
She
was really like, it's your life. And this was a thick bitch, too. The fucking racist one. Real thick, wow, yeah. Jersey Shore looking bitch.
Yeah.
This nigga tell her, turn around. He's like, oh, you got an ass on you, bitch. And start just chunking, grabbing her ass. You know it's a pinch, and then when you grab a chunk, that nigga grabbed a chunk like and bounced pounds. It up and down. Mind you, that chick just found me on Facebook. We still talk, man. She in Arizona right now.
With the attractive one or the...
The chunky.
Both of them was attractive. One. No, the one that wanted to bang me, but her friend fucking just cock-blocked the shit out of me.
But you're saying she was chunky, but not...
No, not chunky. Like, he grabbed
He grabbed, like, 4 or 5 pounds of ass.
Say her ass 10 pounds. He grabbed, like, 6.
Harry, let me explain this. You can pinch an ass, and then you can grab a handful where the ass is overflowing.
That part I got.
You want the overflowing like, over the thumb.
You ever pick up a leg weight? It's like you got a leg weight folded. And like
the way the guy at the deli... Weighs the
exactly.
How much turkey meat is on the thing. He jiggles it up.
Just got chunk. Then, all right, so we like, all right, you know how when, you know, every comic know this after the show, too, when you're looking for some pussy.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, anybody else upstairs? Then you realize the club is empty.
Yeah, you're looking for scragglers.
Yeah. And then the month before that, I was down near the shore in Jersey doing the show. And I'm like, all right, man, I know this chick. Banged or whatever. She was asking me for my underwear or whatever. That can't be that far away. It's like 2 hours away. So I called her. Was like, yo, you want to come out? Me and my boy doing a show.
Now, I want you to notice how easily he says, yeah, she was asking me for my underwear.
Yeah, like, she was like, yo, can I have your underwear? And, yeah. Like, I'm very paranoid because I either think, like, rape case, fake pregnancy, or some STD or some shit. So I just, like, slowed down. But, like, back then, you know, I was like, fuck it. You know, give me $5. You can have them. Cause you know,
cause you know, you're a comic, so it's like if either buy a CD.
It was $10 a pack, so I figured right. I'd make a $5 profit off.
So you're selling drawers instead of CDs. Right. All right, whatever. Moving on.
Do to get a gimmick, your merch table. It's fucking merch.
His merch table is drawers. Go ahead. So you call
honestly, that ain't a bad
it's
idea.
$7 for the clean drawers. It's $5 for the huge.
Actually, it's $7 for the dirty ones.
Right.
$7 for the dirty ones, less for
go
the
ahead.
Clean ones.
Finish the story. Finish
so
the story.
They come out to the second show. They
these
drove out
the
there.
Two chicks.
Yeah, and they made it with like 5 minutes of the show to come out, and okay. They love Patrice Closer. I think he was doing a.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever.
Some
at the time,
funny shit,
yeah.
Amazingly funny shit.
Something about women being stupid.
Pretty much. Yada, they loved it. The dumber he called them, the more they clapped. They was like, "Yeah, we some dumb bitches," and they were clapping.
Et cetera.
So we go down, talk to them, and then I forgot how we just talked to them, and then they end up coming back, following
so
us to his crib.
2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours, man. Two sisters and shit. And they drove behind us in the car, and he was cracking up. He probably like, yo, these bitches hoes, ain't they? They probably the whole sisters in their town. Like, you know, the hoes everybody know, the Johnson sisters. Call up the Johnson sisters. So we take... We take them in there. I already knew which, you know, and it wasn't one of those things where you had to figure out who's going to fuck who because right. I already knew which one I was with or whatever. So he takes the other one in the room. You know, I knew I was hooked up with the other one.
Separate
so
rooms?
Yeah, because we was at his place. He took one in his bedroom and I was on the front room on the couch with the
do
other
black
one.
Black people do that same room fuck?
Yeah, we don't do that.
You won't do that or you will?
Yeah.
Yeah, we would. It almost turned into that cause
because
like,
it seems like every one of Norton's stories or Florentine and Boss, they're all fucking.
Same room fucking.
Yeah, it's always the same
that's,
fucking
that's
room.
That's really a comic thing. Not really a black white.
It's a comic thing
yeah.
Having to share the fucking room.
Yeah, well, you
no, it ain't even about that. It's about the story.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yo, son, this nigga stroke is way off. But now he taken the room and then. Something happened when he pulled his sock. Oh, because I hear like he go in the room with the bitch. Next thing I hear is then I hear you know, and then I don't hear nothing. So you know, I'm fucking this chick on the floor. And then you know how you feel eyes looking at you? Like I'm fucking it, and I would look up and I look and then I just see like two separated teeth and some eyes looking at me. And look up and see this nigga smiling. Like, that's when he told you. Remember, he's like, I got to see Lenny Kravitz fucking fat bitch on the floor. And he looking and I stopped. He's like, what, you camera shot, nigga? Because like, I've never banged a bitch in front of a dude before that point.
How did he come into the thing?
Just open the door.
He's in the bedroom. He just dildoed that bitch. She squirted and then he left her in there.
But now, how did you get her? Did you just brought him and just like, this is going down?
They knew what was going on. Yeah, because I was like, this was my man, and he pulled her in the room because I was like, I'll take her in there. Then you know the other one, I just had her. She was gone, son. Right. She was gone. So you know, I'm fucking on the floor. Then he kind of started smiling, and he was like, "Yo, show me some tricks or some shit, something really crazy like that." I'm like, "Huh? Like, put a leg like this?" And he was like, "Ah, nigga, you whack." So I keep fucking. The next thing I hear, like I felt like I lost the audience and shit. You know, like when you have a good set and you're killer, then all of a sudden you're like, "What? What'd I say? Is it something I said?"
You mean her attention as far as?
No, he his. Lost I lost Patrice. His. And I felt bad too because
he was actually performing for Patrice.
I really started before. I forgot all about the bitch because like after he left, I'm like, damn, nigga, I done fucked up the show.
I lost him.
Damn. I lost him. So
shit, I'm bombed.
Like I come, then I'm like, okay, fuck it. The party's on. So I come, I put on my drawers, whatever. Then you know, everybody kind of laughing. The chick he was with still in the room and the one I'm with in the room. So he come out there, we all three sitting on the couch, and the chick he's with in the other room. And I leave him and a girl I just fucked in talking on the couch. And
then you hear click,
I go in the, no, I just close the door and go in, yup. And then I'm talking to the chick he just dildo. And then next I hear in the other room where I was just at.
Click, click.
And now, like her, it was her sister. She wouldn't fuck me for nothing. She had a nice ass too,
but she wouldn't fuck you.
She wouldn't. Now let me she just was say like, that. No, my sister like you, and I just hooked up with your boy. And I remember because I fingered her and grabbed her ass, and she had gray pussy hairs. And me and Patrice cracked about this for hours after. He was like, dude. After they left, he was like, this bitch had gray fucking pussy hairs, dude.
Maybe she was premature gray. You
the
know.
One I was 26. Now let me see.
I want to say for the record, the first that particular vibrator, just so you know, if y'all like sex toys, anybody's into sex toys, getting a sex toy for your girl, using the girl, Hitachi Magic Wand, number one vibrator.
Not a sponsor, by the way.
Not a sponsor. But we this nigga doing product placement right now.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Yeah, we should.
Honestly, y'all should be getting paid
Hitachi
for that.
Magic Wand, one of the best vibe. That's where you start. You know, Patrice was like, I started Patrice's.
He had some shit though. He had dildos, vibrators. He had some shit. He was buying
$300 glass. The glass.
Oh, you started him on that
no,
shit?
No, I started him with the Hitachi Magic Wand.
He had the pink shit with just the head move around like that.
Yeah, the Hitachi Magic Wand, it looks like a baseball on a handle, like a table leg with a handle.
See that one.
It's a plug in. It's amazing. It's
then he had some shit that looked like a bong where one thing was like this and another part was like that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, they have those.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I guess it's for DP or some shit.
But that's
like that.
Where your kit starts with the Hitachi Magic Wand. That's where it starts, and then Patrice took it to another. He became a Picasso when it came to the $300 glass dildos. But I just wanted you to tell that story because I wanted y'all to know that I'm not bringing no slouches.
Nah, this ain't no slouch bullshit, man. Bonafide. And then I had to clear the air afterwards. After we did and he made both of them come and shit, we was like pretty much like, all right, bitches, y'all can leave now. And she called me and was like, well, we came all the way and drove 2 hours for that shit. And it was like, Jay, calm them the fuck down, yo. He's like, I ain't got time for no motherfucking cases and all this. So I called my brother at the time because, you know, I was like, bitches, 35 and 40. I was like, this is a little over my head. I was 25. He's like, oh, them just some lonely bitches, you know.
All right. It's Jay, since you're here, whatever. I mean, but, and you there's, I want to just say, I got a couple of emails on the Beige Phillip, BEIGEPHILLIP.
Again, that nigga did not want to hear the rest of my story. No, I'm joking.
We got to the good part.
Okay, all
right. I got a couple of emails from people that had questions, Harry, and we wanted to cover because that's what this is about.
Get the what's the full email again so people know it?
It's beigephillip@gmail.com. It's BEIGE. PHILLIP @gmail.com. So you can send me questions and we'll read them on the air. This is from he says,
do they want to read it? I don't know if you know what? I'm gonna cut that out because they want you.
All right. Well, he'll know his question.
Right. Yeah, but I mean,
but I just want to know that we're not. This is no bullshit. This is real. What he says
TSG.
Is
TSG. It's from TSG.
He goes, how to properly bag up a side joint and continue both relationships without your main joint finding out? Second question is how to properly set up a threesome. He did a little research with the Black Phillip Show. First step, have your girl set it up. Second set, question mark. He didn't know what the second step was. Right. And don't sleep with the other side joint without your girl around.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my name being known either. Asking bullshit ass questions.
Well, listen. First of all,
Jason is the you know, there's two types of baseball players when they retire, the type that are, you know, go out and do the clinics for the kids.
Right, right.
The other type that's broke and opens a fucking car dealership and just angry at all the fucking customers that come in.
Yeah, you know, that's the two types. Or the one that opens a strip club. That's
right. And just angry and rude to the fucking people. He opens up some fucking shrimp restaurant.
He is an asshole. He is an asshole.
Because this poor guy, he may not know. He's not at your level.
Exactly. This is what I keep telling you. You have to break it down.
It's dumb motherfucker.
He got three names though. He like an assassin, nigga.
These are my fans. Don't fuck with my fans.
Sorry,
look,
I'm just fucking around.
I'm gonna choke you out like last time. Look, stop.
Oh shit. Tell that story, nigga. This nigga, we was fucking around. This nigga accidentally choked me unconscious. Honestly, I don't even think it's an accident. How you accidentally choke a nigga out? I tapped out too. This nigga kept going. I fell and bumped my head on the concrete.
And I
wake up. This nigga got a half a tear in his eye. Like, you want me to take you to the hospital?
Yo,
you all right?
I'm a soft dude, Harry. I'm a sensitive dude.
I don't think you meant to do it.
No, this looks like a soft dude.
I didn't think he was going out. I really didn't think he was going out. And then he just kind of, and he looked fine. And then he just, boom, and he went out. And I was like, oh, shit. I felt bad.
All right, so back to the email, though.
All right, so
so even pimps get choked out, nigga.
Yeah.
A lot.
So the first thing was
eventually a pimp's gonna get choked out, whether it's the end of your run or not, and whether it's
maybe at the end of your career.
Right, you're gonna get a baton.
Honestly, that's where I got this game from, yo. Being unconscious, nigga, you can learn some games.
A successful retired pimp. You don't really retire with all your money and do it. I'm moving down.
Bishop Don Juan, I got to say, is the pimp of all pimps.
The
Bishop
new
Don
pimp
Juan.
Comes around, and then he chokes you out.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. This whole side bitch thing. What I'd like to do is take this in steps. First of all, what he wants to know is how to hook up the side joint and maintain the side joint and stuff. What you really got to do is, fundamentally, what you need to do first is you got to work on your game. And how you work on your game is if you have to be able to conversate with conversations without buckling.
This is the basic.
Basic stuff. I got to give you the basic stuff.
For everything.
Because to maintain this, you got to really, that's not novice.
It's the step on which all the other steps are, you know, it's the foundation for the entire system.
Yeah,
so it's putting yourself first. It's understanding that that you have to fix the things that you think are broken in yourself. Now, I'm not saying that those things are broken. I don't know him personally. I don't know what's broken or not broken. It's what mentally you think is broken. You got to fix those things. So if you don't know how to dance, take a dance class. If you don't know how to talk, then read a book. And what happened was what happened to me ultimately is I ultimately did these things so that I could get laid. Worked on my style, my clothes, I read books, I traveled so that I would have something to say. And then ultimately when I started doing those things, it wasn't about me getting women. It was things that I was like, wow, I enjoy these things. I enjoy traveling. I enjoy dressing. I enjoy taking care of myself, making sure that my beard is tight, my head is clean shaved, and I moisturize my face and get my pedicure, these were things that I started to like on my own, and then it didn't become about them, which is really when my game got strong because of the fact that it really wasn't, because the real game is no game at all. Mm. It's me being the person that I perceive myself to be. So what I would say first is you have to learn to talk to women. And when I say learn, it's just like batting practice. You got to talk to everybody. Any chance you get a chance to flirt with somebody, talk to somebody, the lady at the supermarket, the janitor at your college, the old lady on the bus, talk. Because ultimately when the time comes for you to talk to somebody that you're really interested into, you won't buckle under the pressure because it's become something, it almost becomes muscle memory to do that. The other thing is you have to build style. style being that, like, now you don't have to wear suits. You don't have to, you know, like, Jay's in here with shades on and a t-shirt, kind of like, I don't give a fuck, but smooth motherfucker, you know, that kind of thing. You know, I wear gaiters and jewelry, and you know, everybody's kind of got their own
style.
Exactly. And if you have a problem with that, one of the great things to do is you go right into a, like a men's boutique, little cute girl there, and ask her, tell her that you wanna step your game up. You want to increase your style, and if she could help you, because ultimately what she's gonna do in terms of helping you is she's gonna dress you in a way that she would fuck you. Because that's what it means to her. She's gonna say, I'm looking at this guy, maybe he's not my type, but I'm gonna dress him in a way that I, if I had to fuck him, I would fuck him.
Or close to it.
Exactly. Because that's what women do. Ultimately, what they do is they engage in the emotion. Hold on, we got fire engines going by. So, like, we in the pimp lab.
Again, and it's a wonderful
studio. Soho studio. And it seemed, every time we hear...
Every time we record, the fucking little rascals are outside.
It seems like we in Red Hook.
Yeah.
It's gunshots.
Fucking bomb sirens going Jesus. Off.
But so when you ask this girl, she will appreciate the fact that there's a man that's trying to step his game up. She'll help you because it's part of her job. And ultimately, she's going to dress you the way that she would fuck you.
I agree.
Keep that in mind and then ask her out. That might be an in. And then wear the outfit that she picked out for you. What'd you think?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And just got to be playful. And you got to understand that you got to be where the party's at.
That I agree with, but once she helps him pick out the clothes and he asks her out, he's coming from a position of weakness already because she knows this nigga can't even dress himself.
Yeah, but to a certain extent, but but ultimately you have to have something else other than just the fact that he's.
Well, it sounds like to me like these niggas starting from zero.
Here you go again. I'm not gonna have you. I'm not gonna have you dog my fans. They're calling for help, pimp.
And
Jesus,
you
are an asshole. God
damn.
You're showing
the fire and going, what the fuck did you do?
Shit. God, I'm trying to help. I'm
going to get these niggas some help. Listen, listen. Like, go for the women that like you and make shit much
like
easier.
Like who likes you. You want to make that? We'll make that beige.
No, go for the women that likes the, like, go for the women that's interested in you. Don't chase bitches. Let them chase you.
So what happens when they're not interested in you?
It's gotta be some chick that's interested in them. They just have to be more sensitive to situations to realize. So it's the chicks that's into you that you just don't realize into you because you're not paying them attention. We're so busy looking forward to see who we're chasing, we never look back to see who's chasing us.
Good point.
Talk
it's
pimp.
Valid. It's valid.
Talk pimp.
Good point. Good point. Good point. So
let me take off my shade so I can see what I'm saying.
So what we're saying is, in order to bag the second joint. You really have to, and here's the thing: if you can pull another joint off, remember this: the same thing that got you the girl is the same thing you gotta do to keep her. There's no difference. So remember what you did to get her, and repeat those. That repeat not just the things that you do, but also the attitudes that you have when you got it. And that's how you do it. You got to maintain. And that comes, that's work. A lot of dudes can't maintain two chicks at the same time because it takes work. It takes
It'll
work to do
be
so.
Forever.
It's no, a job.
Eventually someone has to leave the rotation and you can develop new.
This does have a shelf life.
Right.
Yeah. Cause you only could keep up the facade for so long.
Unless you're a fucking Saudi royal or whatever.
Exactly. Now, I am not condoning this. I'm just telling you how to do it.
Well, with the second girl, too, I say you got to be honest. With the number two chick, you can't really give too much fuck about her feelings. You got to let her know that she is number two. And that competition is going to make her push and push and try to get you to leave the other chick.
The fact, so you're saying the fact that she's number two, knows she's number two, and ultimately the goal is to become number one. That keeps
gonna
her
drive
coming
her.
Back. Okay.
It's going to drive her.
The more time she puts in, she's not going to just pull out so quick.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Look at what Kobe Bryant did for LeBron James.
the other question he asked was how to properly, you're good at this, how to properly set up the threesome.
how to properly set up a threesome.
My first step was have the girl set it up.
Have the girl set it up is a good one. That's if she's bi.
And they all bi a little bit.
They all have a little bi shit. You got to kind of break them into it.
You have to, first of all, you have to be with a girl who's in that.
Yeah, who's kind of feeling.
You well, got, also, that's right. You got to quiz her to make sure she's in that mind frame. Because right. if she ain't, you're just going to seem like a freak to her.
One.
Yeah.
Every girl ain't meant to do a threesome. You got to find that bitch that's ready to do a threesome.
Now,
so
here's the other thing.
One.
With that, even to open a woman up more sexually, you have to allow, you have to make it okay for her to explore her own sexuality. And then don't make a face when she licks your booty.
Yeah.
You gotta when she licks your booty, you gotta act like you watching the news.
That's what I was about to say too. Get her drunk and have her do some shit that's out of her comfort zone.
And if you find that she likes getting out of her comfort zone, you can explore things, move it further and further. My third rule of all time is don't sleep with the side joint without your girl around, because that always messes up.
Well, that's if she knows your girl well like that.
Yeah.
Usually if you're going to do it and it's you're doing a threesome and it's with your girl, it's got to be some random bitch. It can't be some bitch that both y'all know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dante's talking about keeping her in the rotation.
Right. You can't go back on the background. On the background and go smash her on the background. You just can't do
that. Nah, she got to go. It's got to be like a vacation. Y'all in Puerto Rico or something. Right. Y'all had too many shots.
Go to hedonism or something like that.
If it's with your girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The other...
But that number two bitch that you're getting as a side piece, she might do it so she could become number one.
And then, so again, you have the competition thing all over again.
Yep.
I got another... trying to find this other email. The other email was basically somebody who was a big Black Phillip fan, listened to the Black Phillip, and he asked me that Patrice constantly talked about options. And what did Patrice mean about options when he talks about options? Now, I can give you a story that that explains what he meant by giving a woman options. Some time ago, I had taken a girl out. We were going to a movie or something, and she was hungry, right? And we went, she said she was hungry, so I took her to a diner. And when we went to the diner, she was arguing with me. She was just starting fights, arguing with me. I mean, a little insecure, whatever the situation was. And we're eating two cheeseburgers deluxes, because I'm a gentleman. I know how to treat a lady. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I even ordered extra coleslaw. So,
you let her get your pickle too?
Yeah, I give my pickle up. I'm that kind of dude, you know? So,
gentleman.
But she kept arguing with me. And ultimately, when she kept arguing with me, I said, are you still arguing with me? And I took her cheeseburger. I took it back. I said, you're not going to argue with me as I nourish you and give you strength to argue with me for more. And she was shocked. Like, oh, you gonna take my? I don't give a fuck. Yeah, okay. Well, then you're not eating my cheeseburger. I'm not paying for this, and you argue with me. And ultimately,
you're gonna fund the aggravation.
The option, because as she was arguing me, there was in no shape or this is just what she did. She didn't have any options. So now the option was you don't eat. You want to argue? You don't eat. And so that's what Patrice meant about options. Just that a woman says things with the confidence that she can say it and there's no repercussions to it. And there has to be repercussions. What happens if
she makes a scene at the thing and starts throwing dishes and blah, blah, blah?
Well, just walk out. Then you walk out the door, and then she looks like an idiot.
Yeah.
Right.
Making a scene.
I'm just trying to figure out the outs.
Because then she limits your options to where either you get hit in the face with a dish,
or you
look like a woman beater.
Exactly.
So you just leave the situation. The thing is, this is a set up option so that you win. You know what I'm saying?
And the thing is that women take these things for granted.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you talked about a lot of times, when we were talking about your relationship, a lot of times there were things that you would do and there was things that you just weren't comfortable doing. And you said to me that your girl would be like, well, why don't you do such a, and you go.
Oh, with family? Family stuff or more emotional stuff. Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not that dude.
Right.
I'm not that dude, and I'm not going to be that dude.
You have to eventually go, I've said my piece. And that's it. We've had this argument. If you want to keep going in circles, I'm not doing it. I'm tired. You're not going to fucking do this on my day off. I'm fucking tired, and that's it.
Now you see the smile on Jason's face because he's just realized that you got some pimp in you.
It's very subtle. See, the thing is,
I like it when the people put their foot, when dudes put their foot down.
No, you have to, and not that I always won or always had, you know, her under my thumb or whatever.
Right.
There are moments where I do. There's a weird confidence that I have in relationships, even though I'd venture to be on the nice side would get you fucked over a lot. But there is that point where I go, you know what? I'm a fucking. If you're not happy, then fucking go.
Exactly.
Because I'm good. I'm a good cat.
I'm good.
I'm good quality.
Exactly.
And if you feel like you can do better, then go, but I know you can't. You
know what your value is.
You see that confidence, though, right. I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Once you have that kind of confidence, it opens up the whole game to you. You can't lose.
And the way you have that confidence is by being a good dude.
I'm not good at throwing a woman out. I can do that. The problem is getting them and keeping them. I can fucking show you the door all day long.
I can't get them to come in, but if they come in, I can throw their ass out.
Bottom line is, though, you know you have a good product. And that,
I do, actually.
And that is a sellable product. And you know if she step off, fucker, you can get another.
And you know what? And if you don't believe that you have a sellable product, you need to make that product sellable.
Yep.
Right.
But
going back to your point, because I think you wanted to elaborate on something about, you know, just cutting it off or that, you know, when you're being pressured, you know.
Right.
You were addressing that.
You're being pressured because what will happen is, you know, I forget what rule it is. We got to get them down, written down so we can just go. Okay. The one is anything you do for a woman
more than three times is no longer a favor.
It is an obligation. Right. They perceive it as an obligation.
Yeah.
So that is you got to understand that as you do things like you're not going to get the appreciation that you think. The more times you do it, the less it is appreciated, and ultimately it becomes a problem because now this is what you're supposed to do.
They go from a hobby to a job.
And you got to remember that you got to remind them that I don't got to do shit. I could not do. In fact, I don't have to do this relationship ever. And you got to understand. But in order to take a stand like that, you got to fix yourself. So, you know, Jason is definitely, an advanced intermediate pimp. And a lot of times he sucks as the teacher. Because he wants to teach you calculus, and these motherfuckers, they don't know how to count yet.
All right, so we got to start off with arithmetic.
So, exactly.
Subtraction and addition.
Jason would be if you went to a karate school, and then the teacher just beat the living shit out of you.
No, he says, listen, you got a white belt on. He's like, I want to teach you the Denmark death touch. First lesson, Denmark. And then, man, I don't even know how to tie my belt yet. Yeah. My pants are falling down. You want to teach me the death touch?
It's just like that basic shit, though. I don't even know how to put it into words because it just seems so rudimentary. So it should just be so innate.
Well,
it's in you. It ain't
common sense.
You.
Ain't you common, baby. Common sense ain't common. If it was, they'd know it. They wouldn't be asking these questions. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to help people. We're trying to bring. This is a revolution.
The revolution
has begun, fellas. Spread the word. Make it happen. We about to go down. Thank you, Jay, for coming out. Harry, thanks for putting everything together. Thanks for Vans for listening. Hit me, beigephillip at gmail.com. BEIGEPHILLIP at gmail.com. Hit me.
We should be on iTunes shortly. Hopefully.
Yeah, we should be up on iTunes. Y'all can please, when we get up, follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/DanteNero. Harry.
Twitter.com/HarryTurjanian. You can Google it if you're too fucking stupid to find it. Just Harry Turjanian in Google. You can find
Jay Cross, you want to plug anything?
Check me out on jasoncross.com. JaySonCross. JaySonCross.
He's such a pimp. He can't even spell his name no more. God damn. So thanks for listening, fellas. Spread the word. The revolution has begun. Hit me.